But I'm joined in the studio this afternoon. Got several guests coming in, but first of all, it's my pleasure to welcome into the studio Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month for September, which is CamFed. I'm joined by Anchor Adams and by Katie Scott. Hello, both.
Hello.
You all right?
Hi, Neil. Lovely to meet you. And I was just
lovely to see you again.
Much we miss Linda on the morning show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's busy working. She's around on Saturday. Mm. She's doing Saturday morning. She's covering for Ian Dable.
Well, you're looking really well, you know, working afternoons.
I've had sleep. Seriously, I had 8 hours sleep last night. I get woken up naturally and then I turn the radio on. It's like,
amazing.
Oh, this is so nice. Anyway, so we've got CamFed as the Cambridge 105 Radio Charity of the Month. But we've been dealing with you before. Casting my mind back to the back end of last year, I think, was when we first really started getting to know you. Tell us about what happened then.
Yeah, so you were one of our supporters during our UK Aid Match appeal. CamFed stands for Campaign for Female Education, and we support girls in rural Africa to go to school, succeed, and then become leaders in their communities in order to really change the landscape and eradicate poverty on a quite a big scale. Mm. And CamFed is a charity that was founded in Cambridge, and last year we succeeded in getting additional government funding in order to run an appeal where every pound that we raised was matched by taxpayer money. So it was a way for taxpayers to decide, where do I want to spend my money? And it was incredibly successful. We reached out to lots of partners in Cambridge and beyond, but Cambridge 105 was one of them, and you supported us with interviews. And in the end, we raised, with the DFID match, the Department for International Development match, we raised £2.78 million.
That's crazy numbers.
And this is especially in our work to end child marriage by supporting girls from very, very vulnerable communities to go back to school, and getting the support from the young women in our alumni network. So psychosocial support as well as support to succeed in school.
Now, when we first started talking about this, you explained that it's not just a sort of one-for-one type thing. It's not like we give you some money and you go out to Africa and you take a girl who's in a vulnerable community and you educate her. It works bigger than that, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So we talk about the multiplier effect. So first of all, we don't actually go to Africa and do anything. It's our communities that do.
Sure.
So we don't have external volunteers. The volunteers are our community members. And now we have an alumni network of 120,000 young women who are committed to giving back and supporting the next generation in school. And those are all young women who are once supported by generous donors like the Cambridge community, who each support about 2 to 3 children not in their immediate family, girls through secondary school alone, which is where it's really important to make sure that girls stay in school and not get married young, not get pregnant, not perpetuate the cycle of poverty at a very young age when they're very vulnerable.
Because in these communities, that is the problem, isn't it? As soon as you get married, the expectation is you will have children, and therefore you're out of the loop as far as
Yeah, and you know, you're already struggling. The hope is that the man will provide. Often your parents have passed away, you're an orphan, grandma can't provide. She's hoping the man will provide. The man himself often doesn't have a lot of money and is in vulnerable circumstances himself. Inevitably, you don't know about birth control, nor can you afford it. I mean, these girls can't even afford sanitary wear that they need to go to school. So there are lots and lots of barriers to go to school. We address all of them.
Excellent. And as you say, you've coped with you've put 120,000 girls through?
Well, those are just the women in our CAMA network, in this movement. So they're signed up to a charter, they're active, they're activists. We've supported 2.6 million children to go to school since we were founded in Cambridge in 1993.
And do you just work generally in Africa, or do you specifically concentrate in certain countries?
We specifically concentrate in 5 countries. So Zambia, Zimbabwe, Tanzania, Ghana, and who have I left
Malawi.
Out? In Malawi, which is the latest country we're supporting. And in districts within those countries, because we really want to make a difference at scale in partnerships with governments, with departments of education, so all children benefits in those countries, so we can show what it means when you educate a girl. It's really about systems change and then that great multiplier effect that spreads throughout the region.
Okay, and presumably the people at the Department for International Development, this is right up their street.
Yes.
That's why that application
was
successful.
That's why they support us, yeah. So they support us with funding in all sorts of areas, but this appeal, this outreach to the general public, that was new for us and that was absolutely brilliant, and we need to do more of it. And today is International Day of Charity. So what a great day to launch a campaign with Cambridge 105.
It is. It's great to have you here for a month. So throughout the month, we're going to be hearing a little bit more detail about what CamFed does, both actually out in Africa and also back here in the UK. And that, I guess, is the chance to bring in Katie. Tell us about... Anchor, you tell us about Katie. I think it's probably...
Katie is my wonderful colleague. So I head up the communications function at CamFed. Katie is my wonderful colleague who works in individual giving and donor relations. So she's someone who deals directly with all the wonderful people who fundraise for CamFed and who donate.
So. All right, Katie, so tell us about yourself. How did you get involved with CamFed? When did you join?
I joined CamFed about 6 months ago, and it's been a wonderful 6 months. It's been very hectic, and we've been doing a lot of great work already. So,
did it sort of stagger you when? Because I know when I first heard about the work CamFed does, it's the numbers to me. It's just this is amazing what you're doing. I mean, it's how you change a continent if you can do it with those sorts of numbers.
It really is incredible, and what's incredible is how it happens at scale. So you think that, oh, what change can I make by just giving a little bit of money? And it's the multiplier effect that CAMA has and that our communities have, and that's why it makes such a huge difference.
Okay, so you look out for individual donations and individual gifts. Tell us what it is specifically you're looking for, and who do you find is the sort of typical donor for a camp, or is there no such thing?
There's no such thing.
I knew you were going to say that.
We have all kinds of people. Tomorrow, for example, we're launching our Back to School campaign. Obviously, September is when all the children are going back to school, but it's also a time when some children can't go back to school. Mm. And this is important for our girls especially, because if they don't start now, it's harder for them to catch up.
Right.
So our campaign is launching tomorrow, as I said. And it's just £180 for a girl to go to school for a year. But if you can't give £180, then £30 buys her a uniform and £10 buys her all the essentials she needs, including sanitary wear, books, stationery, all those things which
because we're spoiled.
Take it for
I was going to say, we're spoiled in this. I know people are going to be on the phone going, excuse me, spoiled? Have you seen what I have to buy?
Yeah. which is
fair comment, but even by those standards, we are still spoiled rotten in this country, aren't
we? Yeah, so. But there's so many other ways that you can get involved other than giving to the campaign. I've got some examples here of things people have done. So we had a guy who went around Scotland and he travelled 1,000 miles with 5 different modes of transport over 55 days,
okay.
Which was quite incredible. We have a guy currently who is cycling from Leicester to Australia.
I'd want to get
with boats.
I can say, I can understand some people wanting to get out of Leicester, but going to Australia is taking it a bit extreme.
Yeah, they're all quite extreme examples, but there are lots of smaller and maybe more manageable ways that people in Cambridge can get involved. The obvious one is bake sales. Everyone loves cake, so everyone's happy. It's a win-win situation.
It is.
So, can you raise money?
Do you organise a lot of these events, or do people come to you and say, what can I do to help?
Usually people organise them and I support them. You can get sent a lovely CamFed t-shirt.
Which you are modelling now, and which will be on the Cambridge 105 Radio website when I get round to doing the podcast.
I can send you stickers and fundraising advice, leaflets, anything to help you fundraise. And it's really great because it's a great opportunity for you to feel like you're doing something to help and also have a lot of fun. Other examples at schools, we love schools to get involved because obviously education, it's really great for students to learn how important education is and also to do some of their own fundraising, because it's a great experience for them in terms of organisation and working together and just learning about the wider world. So non-uniform days are great for schools.
Oh, they're always good.
Or, again, bake sales. but for adults, we also have a lot of ways they can get involved. Dress down days at offices. It's kind of the adult equivalent of a non-uniform day.
We have them pretty much every day here.
That's
scruffy
nice.
Bunch of Herberts, to be honest, but there we are.
I'm quite jealous. quizzes and raffles. There's also things like if you're having a birthday or getting married or any other kind of celebration, you can ask for gifts to CamFed instead of, or
that's
as well as,
yeah, as well
presents,
as.
Which we get quite a lot of money through that because people are incredibly generous when you're getting married, especially, I've noticed. No payday, so you can donate what you earn in a day to CamFed.
That's
a good
idea.
If you get the whole office to do it, that can raise
an
awful lot of money.
That can add up, can't it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and also very simple things, like if you go shopping on Amazon, there's a website called Amazon Smile, which is identical to Amazon, except a percentage of your purchase goes to CamFed if you select us as your charity.
Excellent.
And so things like that, which is just your everyday activities.
Yeah, just doing what you do.
Yeah, just do what you do and just raise money at the same time. So There's loads of fantastic ways you can get involved.
That's really interesting. Do you find, I mean, in Cambridge, we've got quite a... you may not know the answer to this, so please feel free just to bat the question back and go, I don't know. But do you... there's quite an ethnic mix in Cambridge. A lot of people are here from all around the world. Do you find people from Africa who have presumably benefited from the African education system? Are they here and part of what you do? Do they try and help sort of people back home?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got a few friends myself, one of whom is from Kenya and another friend from Zimbabwe who've been in the UK for some time and who just absolutely love what we do and get involved and share on social media and get us connected with other people they know to help out. So relationships have been formed absolutely on the basis of the African diaspora.
That's very good. Now, one of the questions people are bound to ask you, well, okay, you're helping all these people. They're big numbers that you've helped. What about individual stories? Is there any way that people can find out, how do you, if you're going to get involved, you kind of want to hook yourself onto somebody, don't you, and go, well, I'm going to, this little girl here who's maybe, I don't know what, 10, 11, just going into secondary school, I want to see what happens to her. Is that something we can do?
So absolutely. Stories is our currency for Camford, and we have more stories than we can share. We hardly can share them quickly enough because so much is happening. But if you go to our website, there's a link to stories under, there's a link to Why Girls Education to find out more about why it's so important. There's a link to stories and there's a link to videos. You will see videos of the girls who've been supported, the young women who are supporting them and who are leaders and university students and politicians and doctors. You'll see all the girls across all five countries and what problems they face and what's happened since they've gone to school.
Oh, fantastic.
And that's constantly being updated, so you'll see one or two new stories every week. And one of the things that's worth mentioning that people don't think about, so we don't have a sponsorship approach because the most important thing is that parents, communities take care of their own children. Mm. And we respect that. And we're just helping them along to make sure that network of support is there in a community. And that a girl doesn't feel that she owes somebody somewhere else something.
That's a
she
very
doesn't.
Good point.
So education is an entitlement, right? It's her right. Mm. And as soon as she feels she owes somebody something, she gets herself into a pickle. And this happens all the time in communities where there's no money and there are people who take advantage who have money. So Camfed, very, very importantly, strategically, doesn't make that connection that makes a child feel like they owe somebody somewhere else something.
Okay. I'm still joined in the studio by Anchor Adams and Katie Scott from Camfed, who have been busy trying to convince me to run a half marathon. Katie, talk to me about this.
Yeah, so in March we have spaces for the Vitality Big Half Marathon, which is in London. And we're also looking at maybe getting some spaces for the Cambridge Half Marathon.
Oh, well, I've got Vicky Tripp listening at the moment. Now, Vicky does lots of these things. She does 10Ks and stuff like that. So, Vicky, good morning. Good afternoon. So, whilst I can't do it myself because I've got a bad leg,
of course.
I can find friends who can do it.
Yeah.
Right, so what's the idea behind that then? Just
So, we asked people to sign up, which you can do by emailing contact@camfed.org.
Okay.
And then you fundraise for us because people like to pay for you to experience pain.
Yes, they do. Yes, I've experienced that experience. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So people will sponsor you and that will raise money for us. And then you go and run the half marathon. I'll send you a T-shirt to train and run in. I'll
Excellent.
Give you lots of support in terms of how to raise funds. And hopefully everyone has a great time.
Super. All right, so if people want to get in touch with that, that's contact@camfed.org.
Exactly.
If you want more details, that will get you through to Katie. Super. All right, and we'll be hearing from more from you, I think, throughout the course of the month. And Anchor, tell us what's coming up in your month as Charity of the Month.
So we've decided that it's more feasible for someone like you to join some of the fundraisers that other people are doing right now. So one of them is Miranda Gompertz, who is a Cambridge local and very enthusiastic supporter of Camfeds, and she's going to be on your show.
She's on a new show.
Saturday show.
Yes, we've got a new programme, starts on Saturday. It's called Community Focus. It's at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. It's live. And yes, Miranda will be in.
So she'll be talking a little bit about the great fundraisers, actually two fundraisers in one day that they're doing here in Cambridge. So I'm not going to give away the plot of the story, but it's something that someone like you can join, which is
more
manageable
good.
And might even at some point involve beer.
Hey, see, even better. Even better. You're starting to talk my language now. Okay.
So Miranda's going to be on. Then we're looking to have some partners of ours in Cambridge on a company, the Genie Ventures. I should mention them now in case they don't have time to come onto the radio. They're a digital marketing company here in Cambridge that have been absolutely lovely. They've committed a lot of time and energy to CamFed, helping us with their skills as well as fundraising for CamFed.
Six of them are running a half marathon for us in October.
Oh, that'll do. I'll sign their T-shirts. That'll do. Near enough.
They've met two of our alumni already.
Right.
Come over to Cambridge.
And that inspired them, did it?
Yeah, absolutely. And so they just love to talk about why it is that they've got a long-term relationship with CamFed, decided to support us over the long term. So they'll be coming in at some point and talking to you. And then we'll wrap up with some of my lovely team members from the comms team to share some more of the stories.
It's the stories that do it. We had someone, you ran the campaign back in October, and you had as part of the advertising campaign you're running. It's just hearing the voices of people whose lives actually just have been changed by you guys. And it's no other way of putting it, is it? You've made someone's life better.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, those people then go on to make other people's lives better. So it's a lovely knock-on effect, isn't it?
Absolutely inspirational. What the girls and young women are doing in their communities, it just bowls you over. It really does. Humbles anyone who reads their stories.
Excellent. If people want to do that now, they're going, right, I want to find out more about this. Just remind us on the website and everything again.
It's just camfed.org. So go to Why Girls Education on the menu. There's a stories. And on the news page, there's also a films section where you can watch lots of films around young people. And, of course, social media is there for you. So we're CamFed on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on all the usual channels. If you fundraise for us or you're just excited about us, just use the handle @CamFed and then we'll retweet you and get involved that way.
Fantastic. Well, Anchor, it's lovely to see you back again. And, Katie, nice to meet you for the first time. I'm sure it won't be the last. Good luck with everything that you do. Keep in touch. That's Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month for September. It's CamFed. All these interviews will be available as podcasts on the website if you just give me a chance to do it. So don't go looking now. A lady the other day said that. She said, was in earlier? When's the podcast up? Well, give me a chance, eh? Give us a day or two. Those will be on the website and they'll be there ad infinitum, so you can always catch back up. And you can also find the earlier podcasts and interviews we've done if you just search for CamFed on the Cambridge 105 Radio website. Anchor, Katie, thank you for joining us this afternoon.